we are getting ready for the Las Vegas Aces inaugural season here in Las Vegas, and it's all going to start Sunday on the road in Connecticut as they take on the Connecticut Sun Sunday at 10 a.m. And, of course, the home opener will take place a week from Sunday at Mandalay Bay. So if you haven't got your tickets yet, make sure you get them. Exciting time here. Of course, the Vegas Golden Knights inaugural season. So I think we fully expect the Las Vegas Aces to be just as successful as the Golden Knights. I mean, why not? Just keep this thing rolling. Two of the point guards are in the house joining me here, Mariah Jefferson and Morgan William. Ladies, thank you for taking the time and joining us.
Thanks for having us.
So we got a pair of point guards here. Okay, anybody who watched college basketball knows you guys very, very well. It's been watching college basketball the last 3, 4, 5 years. Two of the best point guards ever to play the game of college basketball. We'll start with you, Mariah, because you played on that UConn powerhouse team with Gino Auriemma. And I believe your record when you were there was something like 151-5. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
One of the top point guards in the country. And again, playing at UConn. So talk a little bit about what that journey was like.
It was fun. I mean, at first it wasn't. Everybody hates Gino when you come in as a freshman. You're like, what did I get myself into?
And did
I
you?
Oh, I hated him. Like, 100%. But he has a way of breaking you down and building you back up into the player that he wants you to be. And so you buy into the system, and, I mean, you won. Like I said, we were, whatever, 151-5, so I can't complain at all.
I don't know anybody else, male, female, that won 4 straight national championships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the closest, I think, was UCLA men's, but they had freshmen that weren't allowed to play.
Right.
So we were the first to ever do that 4 in a row.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing. All right, Morgan, you kind of had the last laugh 2 years ago. Remember watching the game? Remember the shot? You were phenomenal, and you broke the win streak of UConn. You guys at Mississippi State, you hit that key jumper at the end that broke their 111-game winning streak. Now, Mariah is, she's tucking her head. She's
I wasn't
off the
there.
You're off the hook, and I was going to tell you, you were off the hook because you already graduated.
Exactly.
And so my question was, I figured you guys probably hated each other. I mean, but since you had the bragging rights, but she was already gone. But she's still UConn, right? So she has to take the brunt of it, correct?
Yeah, correct. I still don't like her, though. She beat me by 60, but...
Exactly. So we can just go on to the next topic.
No, but let's back that up because people might remember because it was a year before, right?
Yeah.
When UConn beat you guys by 60, but you guys got the payback.
Yeah, but not on
the
people
it's
that
not
beat
real
us.
Payback unless you do it to the people that beat you.
Yeah.
So she has no bragging rights over me. I just like to say that.
So when did you guys first meet each other? Was it here in Vegas or was it back?
I think so. I think
it was here.
Like
Vegas.
I mean, obviously heard of each other and seen each other and we played against each other, but we didn't really know each other.
So what was the first reaction? You know,
for
even
me?
Though with both of you guys, how'd you guys feel towards each other?
There was no issues. I was like, what's up? She's just so quiet, like you don't even know. So I'm like trying to poke her and get things to come out of her mouth, and it doesn't really happen too often. But she's cool. We're cool. There's no bad blood here.
Morgan, you got a lot of publicity because of your game, and a lot of people thought that you were too small, you know, to play. And not only were you an outstanding basketball player, but you were a great team leader as well. And like I said, hitting that game-winning shot against UConn and then the way you guys played. Talk a little bit about what you've had to overcome during the course of your career.
Well, after that shot, you know, it really expanded my name and stuff like that. So now I had to go out and talk to people. I had to do radio shows like this. I had to go on TV. Oh. Had to branch out. Couldn't be quiet no more. So I think it changed me as a person. I had to go out and talk and communicate with people. But overall, I mean, I enjoy, you know, people knowing who I am because, you know, I represent Mississippi State at the time. So it really helped us grow as a university.
And that program has really took off over the last few years as well, too. You guys had a lot of great players. And you didn't look shy at all when you're jumping up and down and you're screaming, going crazy, you know, during these games. What's up with that?
I'm out there, you know.
Heat of the moment.
Yeah.
Heat of the moment. She's all hyped up. Huh?
Yeah. I don't turn up too much.
Both of you guys played, obviously. We talked about Gino, but for legendary longtime coaches in college basketball. Now you're playing for one of the bad boys, Bill Laimbeer. Bill has a little bit of a reputation himself, of course, as a player and as a coach. So let me ask each one of you, how do you like playing for him and compare it to your college coach?
Well, actually, I'll start off by saying I think Schaefer might be the craziest out of them all.
That was Mississippi's coach.
Seriously, I actually had a chance to like play under him at a camp in high school, and I was like, there's no way I'm coming here. This guy is insane. But back to your question about Bill, he's a really, really good coach, and he knows exactly what the players need because he was a player for so long. Mm-hmm. So in practices, he's like, all right, you guys are tired, we're going to stop. Or he understands. So it's all about the players, and I think for me as a guard, that's important to have a coach that understands what position you're in, and he knows how to put us in the right positions to win.
I mean, both you guys, you played for hard-nosed college coaches. You should be used to everything at that point in time. So you're nodding your head. Let's hear your story. Let's hear about the Bulldogs.
Well, Vic and Bill, I feel like what Mariah said, like, Schaefer doesn't know how we feel. I feel like, you know, Bill, he know when we get tired. Schaefer, we get tired. You got more. I want more. We've been practicing 3.5-4 hours every day. And then the next day, he's like, why are y'all tired? Like, we did not just practice the other day, so I think, you know, I don't think he really understands how the body works and how we feel as females. You know, men, they get bigger, faster, stronger. Women, we get wider, slower, and all that other stuff. So I don't think he understands that, but I feel like this year he did because the national championship game before practice, you know, we didn't scrimmage like we did last year. We didn't do a lot of defense. We really just stretched and stuff. So I feel like he's learning.
Right, right. Okay. What is the life of a college athlete, especially playing at such a high level, especially with basketball? You guys are on the road, you're traveling, because a lot of people don't think they fully understand or realize what the life of a student athlete is. And of course, there's all kinds of talk nowadays, you know, about should they be paid or not. So just speak a little bit about your individual experiences with that.
We actually just were talking about this before we walked in here together. We would not go back to college if you paid me. This, like, professionally is so much better because you're on a time schedule of basketball. So you go, you have practice for however many that hour block, and then you're free. College, they have your whole day planned out from you from the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep. So I don't think we would go back, but we enjoyed ourselves, and you have a lot of good memories, but... Professional over collegiate athlete? Oh, sign me up for a pro.
Oh, plus you're getting paid. Come on, right?
Exactly. Right. So.
And you got guys that are chauffeuring you around, like, you know, like John and everything. So that's a good thing, right? You got your own personal assistant, whatever you need, right?
Exactly.
I definitely want to go back just because, like, when I first got here, we practiced, and he was like, bring it up. And I was like, huh?
Practice is over?
Like, it's over. Like, and then you got, like, the rest of the day. But, like, one thing I had to just to, like, first road trip. You know, I was like, Lord, what are we eating for breakfast? I don't know. So I ain't eat breakfast before that day. But I ain't eat breakfast like the game day.
Yeah.
We got in the locker room at PB&J, but I was trying to eat outside. Nobody see me because I was like, Mo, you didn't eat. So I just ate in the hallway.
Because we have pregame. So you have a set meal in college.
Right.
4 o'clock, everybody, like 9 o'clock, everybody's there. Yeah. Then you go to shoot around and you come back. 4 o'clock, I had the same issue.
Yeah.
I was like, so where's pregame? And they're like, what pregame?
You're on your own, girl.
Like, you go figure it out yourself. Are you laying in the city and you just, all right, we'll see you tomorrow. So I think adjusting to that is definitely different.
Any type of rituals that you guys would have with women's basketball is you being rookies, you know, your rookie year and that kind of stuff of, I don't want to say hazing, anything like that, but do they make the older players make you go get their food and that kind of stuff or what?
I don't know yet. I haven't had to do anything crazy except for, like, before practice start. They, like, kick the balls everywhere.
Yeah. You gotta go get them.
Oh, okay.
But other than that, like, they haven't said, go get my bag, go get me this, so.
Just wait.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah. What's going to be your response? You're a fiery one. I don't know. She might bark back.
I'm just going to look and be like, okay.
She's a bulldog. Yeah, I remember, you know?
No,
there's not too much. Well, I played for the Stars, so we didn't have too many actual vets like in front of me. Mm-hmm. But there are some teams that they have the nothing crazy, but you're a rookie, so you have to do it.
All right. Mariah Jefferson joined us. Morgan William joined us here. 2-point guards for the Las Vegas Aces. They start their season coming up this Sunday. So for you, you get to go back to Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your first game, huh? There you go with that. That'd be kind of exciting, so to speak.
It is. It's always good.
Fans in the stands.
Yeah, it's always good to go back and see everybody, and they all remember who you are, and then they ask you questions like, do you remember me from the photo? I'm like, no, sorry, I don't, but nice to see you again. So that's always a little awkward, but it'll be cool to see everybody, and they'll come out in good numbers.
Okay. So talk a little bit about you were in San Antonio, your rookie year last year, and now the relocation to Las Vegas. How did that play with you?
It was tough. I mean, when we first, they told us we were leaving, they didn't say where we were going. We didn't know. They just said, okay, you're getting moved. Your team is relocating. So that's hard to hear. For me, I had just came off of surgery, and I was just kind of there to do that. And so now I'm like, okay, what's my next move? But I ended up getting a talk to Bill a little bit later once everything got announced. So it was cool to say, you know, we're going to Vegas. Who doesn't want to live in Vegas, first of all? So we're excited to be here, and I think the fans are going to come out and support us, like you said, just like they do the Golden Knights.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Okay, we know your nickname is Itty Bitty. Tell us where that came from.
She said, no, yeah, it's not.
That's what everyone said back in the day.
Yeah, that's what everyone called me.
Okay, so what is the real nickname then?
Mo, just call me Mo, but Coach Andy Landers gave me.
Nah, Itty Bitty's better.
No, Coach Andy Landers gave me that name during the ACC, and people just took it and ran with it.
Okay. What about you? What about you? You can't be Mo, too.
I actually am. That's why. It's so weird.
We got two Mo's.
Like, Mo. Mo, I'm like, huh? I'm like, oh, they're talking to that Mo. I'm like, okay.
When I first met Mo, I was like, what up, Mo?
And I was like, hey, Mo. So, yeah, it's weird that we have the same nickname, but, you know.
You guys have some battles in practice or what?
I mean, I'm not practicing right now.
Okay.
So.
Right.
She's holding it down for the Mo's.
She's holding it down for the Mo's. I like that.
Mo Squared is our nickname, so CC
like
is around.
I like it. All right. Well, guys, hey, great having you here. We look forward to watching you play this year. Going to be a lot of fun. We encourage people to get their tickets. Mandalay Bay for the home games. The very first home game will be a week from Sunday. It's going to be fantastic. There's a lot of people excited about this. You know, this has been a buzz for a while now, so I think that you know, you guys will be very happy living here in Vegas, playing here in Vegas. And Vegas, as you guys probably know, it's a pretty knowledgeable basketball town, too, with all the college tournaments that are here and everything.
NBA Summer League.
NBA
also.
Summer League, UNLV, you know, it's huge here, of course. But, yeah, I think a lot of people are going to clamor to you guys and enjoy this season with the Aces. So we appreciate you coming by. Thanks a lot. And just good luck to you guys during the course of the season.
Thank you.
You.